and founders and hosts of the far-right media outlet Counterspin, Calvin Alp and Hannah Spera, are due in court today. They're accused of sharing live stream footage of the Christchurch mosque attacks. RNZ reporter Tim Brown is outside the Christchurch District Court and joins us now. Kia ora, Tim. Now, what's expected to happen in court today?
Kia ora, Marnie. It's unclear what will happen. Obviously, last time they appeared, they had to be forced into the dock before entering not guilty pleas and electing a jury trial. The pair are yet to arrive at court this morning. It appears security fences were erected overnight and they cover all the entrances to the law courts. But as yet, there are no signs of protesters or supporters or counter-protesters.
And what happened at their last appearance, Tim?
Yeah, so they were asked to step into the dock. They refused, quoting what can be described as sovereign citizen conspiracy propaganda. Security forced them into the dock, where they then made a scene outside court explaining their reasons, rather vague, really unclear and muddled thinking as to why it was that they didn't think that they were subject to the laws as others are.
Like you say, security fences being erected, because last appearance there was quite a presence, but there was also counter-protests as well, if I can remember correctly.
Yes, that's correct. Last time there was dozens of protesters in support of Alp and Spera, and there were dozens of counter-protesters against the Counterspin group. So it was a reasonably confrontational environment outside court, although no violence escalated out of it. It was just a war of words for the most part.
Hey, thanks for that update. We'll be keeping a close eye on that today. No doubt that is RNZ reporter Tim Brown, who was outside the Christchurch District Court.